Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers, it's time to do some mid-year homeschool evaluation. I shared last week how to plan your homeschool year. This week, I'll tell you some changes I think every homeschooler should make, no matter what the approach. But first, I would love to have you join me at Homeschool Sanity on Facebook. I will be doing Facebook Live on most Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central Time, 2 Mountain, and 1 Pacific, sharing a Sanity Saver of the Week. You'll have the opportunity to ask questions, and we can get to know each other better. Search for Homeschool Sanity or go to facebook.com/motivatedhomeschooler and click like. The teaching tip of the week is to help your kids increase their handwriting speed. Many children drag their feet on completing written work because their handwriting is too slow. That includes math. Handwriting workbooks don't promote speed, and that's what kids need to develop. I've created motivating handwriting speed test forms as part of Grammar Galaxy, but you can get them for free with the link in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/change now. My kids love doing these. A second powerful way to increase your child's handwriting speed is to give them dictation. I found that having them do dictation with siblings or other students is just the motivator they need to speed up their writing. The bonus is the ability to get other work done more quickly. We're in the middle of the year, in the middle of winter in America. It's time to change things up to maintain motivation, yours and theirs. The first change you should make to your homeschool now is to make your homeschooling fast. I wrote a very popular post called How to Homeschool in an Hour a Day. At this point in my homeschooling, an hour of direct teaching is all that I need to do on most days. This does not include individual tutoring, editing papers, or the courses I teach in our co-op. One of the reasons we homeschool is so that our children do not have to sit at a desk for 7 hours a day. Research is conclusive that our attention is not sustainable for long periods. The shorter the lesson, the better. Short, frequent lessons are more effective in helping our children learn anyway. Short lessons are especially helpful for your children who have attention challenges. It's even helpful for distractible moms. I shared last week that I do morning family time as a way of saving time. We can complete many subjects in short order. I reserve Fridays for teaching things that I never have time to teach. We watch Bible or history videos, study art, or read about contemporary issues. The afternoons are reserved for independent work. My kids actually prefer their independent work time. They read and prep for their co-op classes, do math, Bible, piano, extra reading and writing, and exercise. They love structuring their own time. The most common cause of homeschool mom burnout is trying to do too much. If you're stressed and overwhelmed, reevaluate what you're doing. God doesn't ask us to do more than we can handle. Sometimes the stress is circumstantial. There is an ill family member, a job loss, or a move, to name a few of those circumstances. But more often than not, The stress comes from driving kids to 2 co-ops, 6 sports practices, and trying to complete 2 math curricula. It can also come from directly teaching individual students when that isn't necessary. If you have a preschooler or emerging reader, more of your time is required. However, the younger the student, the less formal teaching you should be doing. When your student can read well, he can be asked to work independently. He can ask older siblings for help. He can wait for you to finish what you're doing and go on to another question or subject. Listen to the episodes I did on overwhelm and homeschooling in less time for more ideas. Links will be in the show notes. The next change I recommend you make now is to make lessons easy. Planning lessons that are too easy for gifted children is something to avoid. Very easy lessons that are far beneath a gifted child's ability level are demotivating for them. But in most cases, even for gifted children, lessons that can be completed without struggle are more motivating. Consider your own response to a difficult, time-consuming task. The harder it seems, the less you want to do it, the more likely you are to put it off. Many children who are resistant to reading are resistant because the reading material they've been given is too difficult for them. We want our children's lessons to be easy and quick to complete so that motivation stays high. Making it easy can mean skipping repetitive, unnecessary work. Curriculum authors want you as the teacher to have enough work to meet your needs. They aren't implying that your child must complete every exercise, every page, or every book they suggest. I used a curriculum that would have exhausted me in college, let alone junior high. I cherry-picked from the material to make sure my students wouldn't hate it and me. A particular issue I've noticed with some homeschool curriculum is the expectation that students write a paper every week. That isn't a requirement even at the college level, so I don't expect it of much younger students. If you're confused about what's reasonable to expect, ask a traditional student the same age as your child how much they have to do. Expecting a little more than what public schools do is understandable, except you also want your child to have more time than public school students do. If your child is struggling with grade level material, give them material that's a step down. We often don't want to do that because we are afraid our child will be behind. The opposite is actually the case. If your child resists the work, she is more likely to get and stay behind. Give her work that makes her think she is a competent student. She will be motivated to get back to grade level on her own. If you can, find ungraded materials. Do some research on an easy curriculum for the subject your child is struggling with. Ignore the teachers who scare you by saying it's too easy. There's no such thing as too easy if it helps your child understand a subject. For example, don't worry about college when your child hasn't mastered algebra. Just focus on making algebra easy. If you can't find a curriculum that does the trick, find a teacher who can make concepts simple to understand. Reaching a struggling student can be like translating a foreign language. Someone else may have the words or the illustrations that will click with your child. Getting help isn't failing. Not getting help when it could benefit your child is failing them. When you make a subject easy for your child, you make it possible for him to love it. We all hate things that are hard, that we don't understand. When the light comes on, we discover the joy of learning the material. Finally, change your homeschool now by making it fun. Not everything we have to do in life is fun. I will never enjoy cleaning toilets. Some children will never enjoy certain homeschool subjects, but we can do our best to make things more enjoyable. We can pair less enjoyable activities with something pleasant like music, for example. We love to do chores with upbeat music playing. Some children find that working together with you as teacher or with other students makes material fun. My son resisted his art curriculum until I suggested we do art together. This is also why we are so committed to our homeschool co-op. My children love science, unit studies, and high school classes because they are doing them with other students and sometimes with another teacher. You can make school fun by incorporating games. The advantage of digital curriculum is that it often gamifies learning, taking advantage of a proven motivator. Online educational curriculum or just games can supplement your primary curriculum and may end up being the most educational. I have written a post on the best online sites for language arts that you can find in the show notes. Games don't have to be on the computer, however. Talented teachers have created a number of card, board, and group games to teach just about everything. My post of the ultimate list of grammar games was my number one post in 2016. I refer to it all the time myself. In addition to using games, make your homeschool fun by incorporating variety. Anything that's done repeatedly can become dry. As important as homeschool routine is, it's also important to change things up in your homeschool. If you're a textbook family, consider taking a break to do a unit study. If you are a unit study family, consider doing some traditional curriculum for a while. One year, our co-op decided to only do field trips. We had focused on subject-intensive courses for quite some time, and we needed a break. Surprise your students with a new plan, a new twist, or even just a new recipe. It will keep their minds fresh and help to eliminate oppositional attitudes. I do not want to suggest that if your children don't enjoy doing schoolwork, that they should not have to do it. Having fun is not a requirement. I will be addressing this resistance we can get from our students in a future episode. You may also want to listen to an excellent interview I did with Rebecca Spooner on the subject. The link is in the show notes. I created Grammar Galaxy to make language arts fast, easy, and fun. I had to share what Mom Elizabeth recently told me. She mentioned that their schooling had been a little off schedule because of a move. She wrote, "We got back on track yesterday and started Mission 8. Let me tell you, it's been fun, but my son lost his mind on this lesson. I have never seen him laugh so hard during any lesson for any subject since we started homeschooling. When the Queen told Ellen, 'I hate you,' with tears in her eyes, he fell off his chair. He actually begged me to read the story to him again. I laughed equally hard at your instructions to try mixing up synonyms and antonyms at dinner, but to let your parents know what you are doing. Our 5-year-old was so offended when he told me dinner was just terrible. You really did it. You truly made grammar fun. I didn't think it was possible, but you obviously deserve some kind of medal. Thank you." Today's action steps are: join me at Homeschool Sanity on Facebook. Help your children increase their handwriting speed with the free printables I created. Make school fast. You don't have to overload your students with lots of work. Instead, allow them plenty of free time to read, explore, and play. Make school easy. Make sure you are not pushing your children too hard with curriculum that is over their heads. Finally, make school fun. To the best of your ability, add variety to your homeschool plan. Your children will thank you for it. This episode of the Homeschool Sanity Show is brought to you by Grammar Galaxy, a language arts curriculum that I designed to be fast, easy, and fun. Learn more at GrammarGalaxyBooks.com. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.